Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Oh, we start and end the show with Little Victories, and I am so excited about my little victory today.
What's that?
You didn't even notice, did you?
No.
Guess what I brought?
What did you bring?
I remembered to bring the buffalo chicken dip.
Not only
did I make buffalo chicken dip this weekend, and DZ said, where the hell's mine? So I brought it. When I swung by Target yesterday, I got you Tostitos.
Oh, why was I about to gas and be like, there better be some chips to go with it? And you did. You brought the chips. I was goofing.
I use celery.
So, right?
So when I was at Target, I swung by in between my doctor's appointments. Can't wait to tell you about my appointment with the plastic surgeon because of my skin removal surgery.
Follow updates.
Yeah, got a great update today. But I had like an hour, so I ran into Target to get a few things, and I was like, oh, I need to get chips so I can bring in the buffalo chicken dip, and DZ will have something that he likes.
Let's go.
The problem was I didn't know what kind of chips you would want, so I got the scoops.
It doesn't matter. Nope, it doesn't matter.
There's so many types, and I'm like, oh, damn, he's Hispanic. He's not going to want the plain ones.
Do I really got to go all the way to El Rey's?
This guy's going through my mind. Like,
because you would have. You would have.
I would have.
My dog.
You're getting the Tostitos today.
Nope. The scoops of Duke, baby. Woo! Yeah,
so,
buddy.
My little victory is I remembered to bring us the buffalo chicken dip today.
Wepa. I mean, I'm just going to piggyback and say my little victory is that now I got buffalo chicken
Woo!
Dip today.
Let's go. It's going to be a good day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, yesterday in the studio, off the air, DZ and I are hanging out, and you got a nosebleed.
Yeah.
And as you're dealing with your nosebleed, which didn't surprise me because it's dry out or whatever, you told me you get them all the time.
I used to, yeah.
Sorry. And then I said, I've never had a nosebleed. And you go, huh?
What?
You almost didn't believe me.
I really didn't. I was like, come on, think about it, bro. As a kid, you know, bopping your face.
Nope.
In school, at recess, somebody kicks a ball, throws a ball, whatever, hits you in the face, bam, nosebleed, elbow accidentally.
Even when I got hit in the face with a ball or two.
Stop it.
Joke. Come on, admit it.
But
even when I got hit with a ball, I still wouldn't get a nosebleed.
Hmm.
So you were kind of surprised by that.
I was. I am.
And I said to you, I really think either you get them or you don't. I don't really. And you were like, come on. So then what happened? You went home. You asked the wifey. What did Aaron say?
Yeah. So me and Aaron were just talking about it later. And I was like, yeah, you know, Allie's never had a nosebleed before. And she turns to me and goes, whoa, me neither, actually. Did you know? And I was like, no, obviously I didn't know that. She's like, no. And I asked her the same set of questions.
Yeah.
Never as a kid. Nothing. Yeah. Accidentally. Nothing. Because it's too dry. Nothing. She went, nope. Never had a nosebleed.
Well, I just want to tell you. So you kind of learned not everybody gets them, right?
Yeah. Well, the two people right now in my life.
That you know. So that's going to be part of our question of the day. But I just want to tell you the wildest thing happened last night. So I've never had a nosebleed. And then last night, I was laying on my side, on my face on the pillow. This is a long story, but I went to the doctor yesterday. I'm going to have an update in the show about my skin removal. But I got a nosebleed and I went, what the hell?
Random.
Never in my life have I had a nosebleed. You and I talk about it yesterday and I went, DZ jinxed me.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
And so then I just wondered, it might have been because we were kind of playing, we were massaging
At
the doctor, mm-hmm. we were massaging my mm-hmm. face because I, you know, had done some surgery on my eyes
as
well.
Yeah, you blame them.
So that might have been why, but I thought, this is the craziest thing ever that I have a nosebleed tonight after telling DZ I've never had one in my life.
What
like,
are the
that
odds?
Was weird.
And it just happened out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere when
Isn't
I laid
crazy?
My head down.
You feel like it's a runny nose and then boom, you go to just kind of like wipe
I
like normal.
I thought it was not, and I went... And I went, then you,
and then you see the carnage, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh my,
it scared me.
And then
like,
it started drip.
Well, it never got that far because I put a tissue in it like a crazy person.
Oh, you got to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I said, you know what, DZ? This is getting so weird with the nosebleeds, and I know it's dry out, so people are getting them more if they get them.
It's happening.
But I was like, screw it. We're going to talk about it for the question of the day. Do you get nosebleeds or not? That's what I want to ask people. Are you the person who gets them, or are you the person who's never had them?
You a bleeder?
Because I feel like there's one or the other. And now you've jinxed me, and now I'm on your side.
Welcome to the club, and I'm not surprised. Jinxed you.
Weird.
I might have been the one to give you the nosebleed.
I'm wondering.
I jujued it.
You did juju me.
Shout out my niece, Juju.
Forget you so much. Okay, so 414-533-1037. Now you can text or you can call. Let me open the text here. Or you can even leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. And we want to know, do you get nosebleeds or have you never gotten one? I feel like it's one or the other. And a lot of people are probably getting them, like I said, because it's a dry.
Some might say it's a random question. We like to think it's a unique question.
Yeah.
It's a one and only.
I think mine just came because, like I said, we were massaging my face so much yesterday at the doctor, my eyes.
But what are the odds that we're talking about nosebleeds? Because like
it
I said,
was weird.
I haven't had a nosebleed since probably like college.
Yeah.
Right? About now, right? Ish? Maybe maybe a little bit later.
You're 31. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, no, it's been a minute. Like, I like to keep my face hydrated now because it was when I was younger. Right? I might be a few years off and it could have been a couple years post-college.
Yeah.
Last nosebleed. But I don't get them like that anymore.
And then you and I both got one on the same day.
Calling
the HVAC company who works here.
Yeah. No, we got to get the world tested.
Something's weird going on with that
There's no such thing as coincidence when it's like that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? Screw it. Let's go to the phones. We'll take a caller first. We do this occasionally.
All right, why not?
Don't hate me. Let's go to line three. I'm scared, but let's do it. Line three.
Hello, kids. Who's this?
Oh, it's your boy, Ryan from Calabama over here.
Nope, bye.
I knew that was coming.
Knock it off. We only hang up on Tony and Racine. Hi, Ryan.
You're such a liar. You hung up on me yesterday.
Oh, wait, I was going to say, I was literally just about to say, Ryan. Welcome back off suspension and punishment that Allie didn't know was happening.
My bad. Ryan, do you ever get nosebleeds?
My brother does. You should see this dude.
Which
oh, my
brother?
God.
In-law?
Yeah, which brother?
No, be for real. Be serious.
Okay, seriously, yeah. He does?
Yeah, he can carry a box of tissues around, and he'll go through that box of tissues on certain days.
Wow. So he's one of those people that gets them all the time.
What are those people called that just bleed?
I don't know. A bleeder?
No, that's when you
that's
constantly
when you think
you're something's
sick.
Wrong.
Yeah, Ryan,
yeah.
Do you ever get nosebleeds?
I used to, but I don't know why it stopped. I think it's because I stick Vaseline up my nose.
That'll do it.
A Q-tip and some lean, baby.
Yeah,
man.
Keep it down.
Get out of here,
oh
man.
Oh, my God. All right. 414-533-1037. We are going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, we're talking about do you get nosebleeds or not? And somebody texted in and said, I'm 30, never once, never had it. I would flip out if I did.
Well, come here.
Don't lift your fist when you say that, DZ.
Oh, that was instinctual. My bad. I didn't even realize I did it.
They didn't sign their name, but you know what else they texted in? They said, also, I got called into work and it's early as hell. I normally listen to you around 8:30. How are you both alive and happy right now? Bless your hearts.
Oh, what's in your cup, Allie?
Oh, hazelnut coffee.
There you go. Cafecito.
That's what's in my cup, baby. All right, let's go to the phones. Cammy is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Cammy. Good morning.
I thought you said Tammy.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Hi.
No, Cammy with a K.
No, all Cammy with a K.
Yes.
Cammy with a K. Good morning.
Ooh, is this the same Cammy that texts in and I see you or a different one?
No, it's the same, but I've never called in, and I was like, nosebleeder, it's my time to shine.
Oh, I feel the vibe.
Cammy,
They're calling me.
A long-time texter, first-time caller. Hey, girl.
All it said was talk about bleeding.
I love it. Cammy, so you are a nosebleeder? Is that what we're getting at?
Yes, always, since I was a kid. I'm 29 now, but ever since I was really little, it's a winter thing, though.
Uh-huh. Specifically in the winter. I was going to ask.
Yeah, like the dry air.
So you don't really get nosebleeds in the summer?
No, not at all. And if I don't put that like saline spray in my nose, I will get one every single day.
No.
Every day?
You poor thing.
Every day if I don't put that stuff up my nose.
How many blood transfusions have you had? Because I know you've been losing liters.
The miracle nun.
Oh wow, man.
I'm so sorry that you deal with that, because here DZ thought everybody gets them, then we found out we don't all get them. Yep. Then he jinxed me and I got one last night, which is the weirdest story of all.
Now he joined the club.
But now I just...
I thought it was normal too. And then I got one in front of some friends one time. They're like, what's going on?
What?
I'm like,
are you okay?
That's funny. Yeah, well, whatever happens to you, you think is normal until somebody tells you elsewise or whatever. Wow. Yep. Well, Cammie, good to hear from you today.
You guys too. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Call again.
Yeah.
Bye.
And now we're going to know her now when I see her text too.
Cammie with a K.
Cammie from the phone that called that one time. Somebody texted in, said 24 years old, never gotten one.
Oh, you guys are too cool. Now we're just bragging.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Somebody said, my husband gets one every week, at least his whole life. Doctor says he has thin membranes.
I was wondering if there was something not genetically, physically, that in your body, something with your nose, that if you get hit, some contact, you're more prone to bleeding.
Somebody else texted in, always got them, still get them, and I'm going to be 42 tomorrow. So it just depends on the person,
I guess. It really depends.
Maybe. Let's go to our boy in Elk Creek, Danny. He's got his own theme song. It was a Friday night. I woke up. Danny!
Yo, yo, yo!
What up, big dog? Okay, now what do you do? What's in your cup? You got all the energy.
I don't know. I want what's in Danny's
for
cup.
For real.
I love Danny's energy.
I've been off for 2 weeks.
Woo! Ah, that's what it is. It's the refresh.
He's ready. Danny, it's good to hear your voice again. We missed you. How are you?
Good to hear you back. Great.
Good.
I'm glad you're back.
Us too. So do you get nosebleeds, Danny?
Yes, unfortunately. When I was in wrestling in high school and college, it was horrible. I had tampons up my nose constantly.
Tampons?
Me too. No, yeah, they're called nose tampons.
Really?
For real.
And they're not literal tampons?
Yeah, no.
They were little tampons. They literally cut them up and just shove them up my nose because they were so bad.
You said, no, I had to wear the magic pads, you know what I'm saying, with the butterflies.
Yep. There's different sizes of tampons. Women know this.
They're round.
No, he had super.
They're super plus.
Those the ones.
He had the super plus. I'm dying. But
I still get them once in a while, wrestling around and doing stuff. I hate it.
Yeah, man. It's always weird. I hate the taste in your mouth. Nosebleeds aren't fun.
It's gross. Wow.
Son. My youngest son gets them too.
So you passed it down.
Yes,
I did.
It's genetic. Way to go, Danny in Oak Creek. Unbelievable.
Wonderful father. Dad of the year. Danny, giving your kid nosebleeds.
Rude. All right. Thanks for calling, Danny. Love you. Bye.
Love, mate.
Love, bye.
Peace.
We got a text. I have to read this. It's so funny. Tammy with a T said she's 46 and never gotten one.
Did you say Cammy?
Knock it off.
My bad.
You're so rude.
I'm slap happy, dog.
Last but not least, let's go to Kelly in Sussex this morning. Call 5 days in a row. You get your own theme song on this show, and she's earned it, baby. One of the OGs.
She had the right stuff.
Yep. Kelly in Sussex. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Kelly?
Are you a nosebleeder?
I'm not anymore, but when I was a kid, it's gross, but I used to get them so bad that I would have blood clots come out.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. It was bad.
There goes everyone's breakfast.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I guess we're not eating the buffalo chicken dip anymore. Thanks, Kelly.
No, I still have it.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what's the problem today, DZ?
Silas wrote in.
Uh-huh.
And Silas. What
do you say?
Silas wants to know if he should snitch on a coworker. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, Allie.
I got to hear this story. What did the coworker do? This is what I got to hear.
Silas writes in and says, Allie and DZ, I'll try to make this quick. Recently, I discovered that a friend at work is engaging in some pretty unethical behavior.
Oh.
A.K.A. lying about their work / hours.
Oh.
Taking credit for others' achievements.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it's immoral and my responsibility to report him. Now I'm conflicted. I'm torn between loyalty to a friend and my duty
to the company.
You don't want to be a snitch.
You don't want to be a snitch. Snitches,
snitches get stitches. We all know that.
What should I do to handle my friend's behavior? Silas.
Okay.
Snitch and Silas.
I love these names. So wait, so snitch and stylus. Stylus. Now I can't say
I'll
it.
Call him Stylus.
Snitch and,
snitch and Stylus.
Silas.
Silas. Silas.
Okay, so he's friends with this coworker.
Snitch and he said friend.
Okay, so it'd be like me and you, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like, and you're what, lying about your hours? Is that it?
Yeah, right? Like, I guess the parallel would be me saying, I don't know.
The lies are the hours. Is there anything else? You're not, well, like, are you stealing anything?
He's saying he's taking credit for others' achievements. So I'm assuming that's kind of like paired in with the lying about hours or lying about work, right? Mm-hmm. So they're lying about hours, which means they're probably paid hourly.
Mm-hmm.
If just thinking about it, right, out loud.
Yeah.
If you're worried about them lying about hours, because otherwise, if your salary, the hours don't
matter.
Whatever, big dog.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And if you don't realize that, Silas, then you need to understand that salary and hourly are very different things.
100%. 100%.
But then the next thing is taking credit for others' achievements. What are these achievements?
Yeah,
what do you do for work?
That's the part I don't like.
Is Silas salty? Is Silas salty and snitching because...
Snitching salty Silas.
Say that five times fast.
Woo-wee.
No, but is he salty because somebody done... You know, taking the credit for this huge project at a Fortune 500? Or is he salty because somebody got mad and somebody else took credit for something you did at work at a clothing store and you refilled the rack and then they said, oh, no, that was me. Silas's friend said, no, that was me.
You know what makes this one hard is that half of it feels like not your problem, not your chair, not your problem,
100%.
As Bella and Kenosha would say, which is the hours, like, whatever. The part that does make it awkward is that they're taking credit for other people's like work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets shady, and now you're affecting other people, and that's where I start to get bothered. So what do you think he should do?
See, this is going to be the hardest part of this entire thing, because the crux of a lot of these situations is people don't like to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation that you should be having is with the friend.
What about that? Yeah. But then that's awkward.
But then there's the awkward conundrum of now you've approached your friend, quote unquote, and said, hey, man, I'm really weirded out by your behavior and I'm about to report you if you don't stop it.
It's bugging me.
Now you made an enemy. Now you made a nemesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Like you got an enemy now. For real, for real.
God.
So the reality is that you might just have to let this, you know, be, let it play out, and maybe just distance yourself.
That's what James, the Uber driver, texted in. He said, if he's really a friend, he would confront his friend before reporting him, let him know, change it or I will.
That's a threat. Right, I was going to say, that is exactly
because
what you just said, a threat.
Then you're not going to be friends at all anymore, James.
Well, you're not going to be friends either way. If you make an anonymous HR tip,
yeah.
Let's be honest. How many people do you think Silas's friend is going to have confided in about the things that he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
He might already know that you're the one that snitched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the situation is. I don't know where you work. I don't know how small or how large the company is or your team or whatever.
Yeah. No, I get that. I absolutely get that. And it also depends on how much of a rule follower you are, because everybody's different when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So snitching Silas is watching his coworker basically lie about his hours and take credit for other people's work. You know what else bugs me about this? But I just want to say we're obviously going to take calls. 414. You can text as well. Same number. 414-533-1037. What kind of bugs me about this and makes it weird, because now your friend has put you in a bad position. That's what irritates me about the friend. And you and I both know, since we work together, and we can talk about this, we know as coworkers, like if you get one toxic person in the pool or one, they can screw up the whole pool, man.
They can drown a boat.
You know?
They can sink the ship.
So it's like anyone who has a job gets what we're saying.
Yeah.
One person who's screwing around can screw it up for everybody.
But is that one person that much of a hindrance to you in your day?
If they're taking credit for other people's stuff, yes, you're crossing over now, maybe.
Sure,
because now you're just a liar.
Now you're just a liar.
And your lying's like annoying.
But in my world, entitled, man, to each their own. And if it doesn't affect me like that, if you ain't taking my credit, I don't even think we got a problem like that. But, yeah, snitching Silas, all he's got a problem.
Heidi in Grafton said, first of all, why are you friends with someone with terrible morals? Have a convo with him. He doesn't like it, then bye. Heidi, we got some questionable friends. So
maybe Silas just found out, though, and he's conflicted now going, whoa, I don't know who I'm friends with.
That's
then
fair.
Then the situation might just be cut him off and then don't worry about it.
He might not have realized his friend sucks so much.
Now he's worried.
All right, we're going to take your calls next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Ooh, Carl in Indy, who listens on the Odyssey app, listen to what he texted in. He said, I used to work for a production area and take credit from the pieces from another shift.
You fool.
And the supervisors for the first shift never noticed.
I mean, if nobody notices and nobody says.
Oh, that's hysterical. Carl, you're funny. All right.
He said, I never took credit, but I just got credit.
So basically, Snitchin' Silas wrote in for What Would DZ Do? And he wants to know if he should tell on his coworker friend who's, lying about his hours and taking credit for other people's work?
See.
Okay, well, when I answered the phone and I said, who's this? She goes, Snitchin' Saucy Sandra.
I'm different,
Saucy.
Hey there, hey, all the guys I work with will tell you I will snitch you out, you guys.
Chill out, Sauce. Come on.
I am not even joking. It bothers the crap out of me. Me being a single mother and making just enough to squeak by and busting my ass and, excuse my language, busting my butt and breaking my body and watching these 20-year-olds on their phones. Sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
Oh, we need to take a break for 2 hours.
2 hours?
No. This is ridiculous. Yeah. You need it. No.
Now you make me feel bad for the person. Now I'm looking at it a different way going, no, they might be taking somebody's hours or whatever. They might
credit. There. Like, and not only that, but how dare you take credit for somebody else's stuff?
Well, that's,
and Carl, disgusting. Yeah. That is not cool.
That's what bosses do. They take credit for all your work.
I know, but hey, at the same time, they are the ones who are pushing you to do the job that you are doing and doing the best for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who are providing you with the tools and everything else. So I don't blame the bosses for taking credit for the work that we do.
That's true.
They're instructing us to do a job.
Well, fair, but then the people that are getting the credit stolen that aren't quote-unquote managers, right? Who's to say that that's not on the people that aren't stepping up to say, no, that was me that actually did that, with the backbone to say, no, that was me that actually did that.
Well, and that's the other part. You stand up and say, no, that was me.
Exactly.
You know what? Heidi and Grafton texted back in, said, yes, Saucy.
It may be an uncomfortable conversation, but it is what it is.
Well,
and here's the other part of it.
There's more.
Is if they're lying at work like that and taking credit for other people's stuff at work, why do you even want to be this guy's friend? Because what do you think he's doing outside of work?
Right. There is something to character there. I get that.
They got to be work friends, not friends, right? This is a work friendship thing where he doesn't notice. Solid don't notice dude outside of that place.
Even then, that makes it even worse because it's a work situation where you're going to have the same issues and he's going to start taking credit for years off.
I always hear my sister, my big sister Penny, who you met over the holiday, DZ, I just remember her saying to me on the phone one time, I can't remember what was going on. She goes, Allison, she calls me Allison, just do the right thing. And I'll never forget that. It always sticks with me. Just do the right thing. Because I didn't know what to do about a dilemma like this. And it wasn't this, but something in my life. And she goes, just do the right thing. Do the right thing. And I was like, that's your karma, man.
That could be that could be a partial blanket.
I'm not talking about Silas. I'm talking about the coworker should do the right thing.
The coworker should do the right thing. I understand what you're saying. And that could be misconstrued into the way of telling Silas do the right thing. Because sometimes the doing the right thing is actually a crux to do the wrong thing. And people reporting people is always just not sat well with me, dog.
It's your karma.
It's calling bad karma, and I don't think we need it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be really bad.
But hey, so I like where Sauce is going with it.
Yeah. All right, Saucy.
I'm just saying.
Appreciate it.
snitchy.
Bye, snitchy. It's saucy, not snitchy.
Oh, I mean saucy. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Paige texted in and said, I will never feel bad for taking advantage of corporate America.
Paige, you are our people.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Who's next? Oh, our boy in West Bend who just had twins at the age of 40. It was a surprise to him and his wife. Sean!
What a walk-up intro.
Not like a whoopsies. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
And Sean has other kids that are grown, and then they got pregnant.
I mean, he got kids that can help with the babies.
They're grown number-wise, but not much more than that.
Yeah, fair.
Also, they're just like their daddy. Got it.
Sean.
Big kids.
What do you think Snitchin' Silas should do?
I was in the military, so, the whole premise of the military is evals, and it's all cutting other people down and building yourself up. So it's an unfortunate thing, but... I would have to let the friend know. It's like, hey, you better not screw me over.
You keep doing you because I'm on your side.
That's fair. So you'd have the talk and say, listen.
It's like the whole line about your hours. All right. I can't control everybody else.
If you get caught, you get caught.
You lying about your hours better not have an effect on me. Like,
yeah.
You're saying you're doing all this stuff when you're not. Now I have to pick up your slack.
Me not saying something shouldn't implicate me with you. And that's the part of don't sink me with your ship.
Yeah.
That Sean is talking
about.
You know what somebody texted in? They said, office manager here, he's stealing from the company if he's reporting extra hours. That's theft.
That is theft. I mean, technically, that could be
it's
illegal.
It's a fireable offense, yeah.
But are you going to be a bigger person or a better person for it, or are you going to get rewarded for it? Because if you're not going to get anything from this besides just getting your boy
fired or
reprimanded,
I'm with you on that. All right, I like it. All right, Sean, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Peace, man. Love.
Last but not least, we got Adrian in Milwaukee. Let's see if he's going to say anything different from the other two callers. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, I ain't with the snitch. Hey, what's always in the dark comes to light. Let HR deal with it.
Let HR deal with it.
Enough said, Adrian.
Now, hold on.
Now.
That is just for the hour stealing stuff,
Got it.
Let HR work. About it now. Okay. If he's taking credit for other people's work and it's in front of other coworkers that he's boasting and bragging about, watch him go wide eyed, put him on blast. Because what kind of friend are you if you just let it fly?
Okay, so you are saying with the situation of taking other people's credit, then you should say something to at least person to person, not even reporting at work, but just person to person.
Like step up and go, yo, stop doing that.
Yeah.
No, just flat out. If he's bragging and boasting, put him on blast. Let him get wide eyed.
Oh, so if because how else do you know that he's taking other people's credit unless he's saying,
I didn't do that.
But at the end of the day, if that's your so-called friend, whether it's a work friend or not, I don't give a damn.
But listen to this. Adrian,
you
somebody said,
put him out.
Just because I'm snitching don't mean I'm not the better person.
It ain't even about that, because at the end of the day, he's taking credit for probably dude's work.
And that's what set people off.
All right, Adrian, thank you.
Love you.
Love you, bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we got some voice messages on the Odyssey app.
Oh, do we now?
We sure do, and I can't wait to play them for you. Hudson, I'll call you back. I'll talk to you in a sec.
We are busy.
He's literally FaceTiming me. My watch is going off. My phone is going off. I'm like, hold on, my child.
Jesus, does he not know you have a job?
He does, but he doesn't care because he's my kid. So
yeah,
anyway. All right. So we got some voice messages on the Odyssey app. If you listen to us through the app, which is the way to go, then right when you get on the listen live area, you follow 103.7 Kiss FM on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. It's all free, you guys.
And it's all easy, too.
It's easy. You plug it in your car and then simple.
Boom.
Right next to the listen live button, it says send a voice message. So we got two. And I'll start with the nice one.
Oh, there's a mean one?
I don't think it's mean. I think they're both amazing, but you might not like the second one.
Here's
the nice one. I think it's Kelly in Sussex. Listen to this.
Hey, it's Kelly in Sussex. Just want to say that I know everyone's New Year's resolution is to listen to you guys more on the Odyssey app.
Aww.
It's the first full week in January, so let's make it a great one.
That part.
Positive.
Okay, Kelly, I see you snaps for you, Kelly.
Well, Well, and then the other one comes from Jeff in Appleton. You remember Emily in Milwaukee, who's one of our regulars?
Yeah.
Her dad loves to leave us messages on the Odyssey app.
This is Jeff.
Uh-huh. So here's what he had to say.
Hey, good morning. This is Jeff of Appleton, a.k.a. Emily of Milwaukee's dad. Just reminding everybody that the Bears still suck.
Oh.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right, Jefe. Fine.
If you missed it yesterday, DZ came in all his Bears gear and tried to hug me. I said, get the hell away. Don't touch me with that orange construction worker outfit on. Get
you
away.
Refused my love yesterday.
No, that's the only time I wouldn't hug you in my whole life. I was like, get away. And DZ's chasing me around the studio and I'm screaming, don't touch me.
We play Ring Around the Rosie. I was like, come here. Come here, Allie. Come here.
It's funny because running around the studio, I still haven't found the five, dude.
I still
haven't found the five. If
you're still looking.
If you're new to this show, I would say what's wrong with you, but I'd say welcome, actually.
It's a new year. It's okay. We'll allow.
Come on and join us. There's plenty of room at the table. We have this game on the show called Find the Five because a long time ago, DZ tried to pay me back for some food I bought, and he gave me five, and I said, I don't want this. It was on me. I bought you bacon on DoorDash.
Yeah, it was five for bacon.
Yep, and then so we started hiding it all over the studio, and it's become this game now for over a year.
2 years?
It's been 2 years.
We're going on 2 years now.
So who hit it last?
I hit it last.
And it has to remain in the studio. You can't take it out.
I am the 2024 Find the Five champion.
You know what? Screw you. I'm going to be the 2025 one then.
All right. Well, the trophy's in the mail, so we can get different placards for the yearly champions.
Fine. You'll put them next to my Wisconsin State Fair cream puff eating champion trophies if you'd like.
Exactly.
I have looked a little. I think I looked. Did I look right before we went on break, before my surgery?
Did you check behind your plaques?
Should I?
I'm not telling you nothing.
I looked a little. I will have, speaking of, I have a big update on my skin removal surgery after Am I the Jerk. But I'm wondering what you did with it this time.
Well, keep wondering away.
Wondering's not going to get me anywhere. I got to search through the studio. We've hidden it in great places. Like, I hid it inside of the Britney Spears book flap, and you went through the whole book and never opened the flap.
Never opened the flap, only read the pages.
I also hid it behind my heart from Valentine's Day a few years ago that says, I love me.
I've hidden it right in plain sight in front of your face around the microphone a couple times.
Speaking of, you put it in my mic twice.
Yeah.
You've hidden it in the microphone twice.
My favorite number is three. Or am I just saying that to throw you off your scent?
Oh, the third mic?
It'd be the third time I've hidden it right in your face.
In the third mic?
For all you know, you've been talking into the five this whole time.
No, it's
did
not
you,
here.
Did you open the microphone yet?
What do you mean open it?
Did you like unscrew it?
Did you unscrew?
Did you take it apart?
I'm not taking this apart. Come on.
Ha, got him.
I'm not taking this.
She's so gullible. Ha, got him.
I hate you so much. I mean, I can't stand you so much right now.
I dislike you sometimes.
You know what? Turn me back up. I'm going to play The Bears Still Suck one more time.
That's crazy. We got to go.
Oh, you don't want me to? Okay, fine. Let's do Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
All right, fine. Let's go then.
This one is either going to, it might trigger some people who are going to be annoyed that this is her biggest problem in life, but let's just get into Am I the Jerk?
Let's talk first.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, now. You can always send your Am I the Jerks in, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into the DMs and hopefully we find them like this one.
We'll get there.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting an apology.
We
listen and we don't judge. That's for me, not you guys, by the way.
No, we listen and we judge. We just try to keep it to ourselves until the very end.
Because I read this and I went, even though I'm into it, I wish this was my biggest problem in life. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, I was going to say, I never fault anybody for feeling like they need an apology. Whether you get it or not, that's another story.
Hold on. Wait, you hear what it's about.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Am I the jerk for being offended and expecting an apology. Allie and DZ, I'm a board member of the PTO at my kids' school.
Salute to you, Captain.
This is why I said I wish this was some of my biggest issues. Wait, but what's her name? We listen and we don't judge. Anonymously, she wanted to be, so we'll name her.
Anonymous Amy.
She said, I've been an officer of the PTO, which is like, you know, I think everybody knows what the PTO is.
It's the parent-teacher organization.
For the parents that help and volunteer mm-hmm. their time.
PTA,
to help.
PTO?
Yeah, it was PTA when I was
same
a kid.
Thing.
But
same thing.
When I was a kid. So she said, I've been an officer of the PTO for 6 years.
Very
and
high
I've been
ranking, 6 years. Oh, my goodness.
Very
oh, wow.
serious.
Oh, commander.
And I've been leading fundraising events for 5 years.
Okay.
I chair 3 to 4 fundraising events per school year. I recently led a 3-day fundraiser on school property that took 60-plus hours of my time to organize, set up, work, and tear down. She said, by the way, it's my second fundraiser of the school year.
Oh, dang.
A week after the fundraiser ended, I sent a detailed message and detailed email recap to the other officers of the PTO. I attached a very detailed spreadsheet and noted in the email what we brought in, what we spent, what our overall profit was.
She detailed.
Oh, she's very type A. She said, mm-hmm. side note, profit was within $30 of what we had budgeted.
Ooh.
In all my years, I've never seen an event so close to budget. She said, so within 2 hours of my email going out, two of the other officers sent me a very abrasive email scolding me for the money I spent on the event. I was immediately offended as the spending in question was written into the budget and not a rogue decision or oversight on my part,
mm-hmm.
but I waited 24 hours to respond to their emails. Then she says, note, one of the people scolding me was the treasurer.
Oh, well, the money the keeper. Yeah, right.
She said, when I did respond, I went back and found the approved budget emails. She brought receipts.
Oh, of course you brought receipts. Uh-huh. If I'm getting yelled at after the fact mm-hmm. for money I spent when all these and to seem this detail oriented, I mm-hmm. know you got receipts. Good.
I found the approved budget email that this attacking treasurer sent me. I love how this is written. To the PTO in August and forwarded that email as my response. I calmly noted that I spent funds that were in fact budgeted. I did not return any of the attitude they sent my way, but instead ended the email with, if I misunderstood the budget or I'm working off the wrong document, please let me know.
Definitely.
I waited 4 days. I did not receive a response from either attacker.
Well, because they probably realized they was goofy.
She said, I hope to receive a curt apology text or a my bad email. I didn't want or expect anything elaborate, especially since I know these two individuals are under a lot of stress professionally right now, and I wanted to be gracious since I consider them friends as opposed to just parent acquaintances.
Right.
I just wanted some acknowledgement that I was not in the wrong, and I didn't get it. I waited some more time. Day 5 was our monthly meeting. I thought maybe one of them would approach me in person before or after the meeting.
Uh-uh.
One of the attacking officers was present, and the other was not. The attacker present did not apologize. Now we're a week later, and neither one has apologized for sending me attacking, scolding emails that were not warranted.
No apology,
so
coffee, or nothing.
I, the jerk, for being offended and thinking an apology is warranted? I want to reach out to each person about the situation because even if I was in the wrong, I think they could have had more grace in their responses. I want to approach each individual personally, but need to know if I should be apologizing or soliciting an apology. Well, we don't give advice. We just tell you if you're the jerk today, yeah. Anonymous Amy.
No, we listen and then we judge.
And then we judge, correct. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for thinking she should be getting an apology. So I was saying, like, oh, I wish the PTO issues were my biggest problem in life.
Concern.
But at the same time, to bring the receipts like that and mm-hmm. then go, and then nothing,
mm-hmm.
nobody does anything to go, oh, my bad, you, like, what?
Well, there's rarely and very seldomly glory and grace in volunteer work. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what a volunteer for the PTO, PTA
it's
is.
It's very,
it's
yes.
a thankless job.
It's very thankless.
60 hours plus work into it.
She's been doing it for years.
And, you know, 3-day long fundraiser.
And
I understand.
Somebody has to do it for the school. They step up, these parents, and they do a lot.
But you knew what you were getting into.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying that's this, because there is blatant disrespect that's mm-hmm. happened, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, sure, you are disrespected, and I'm not taking that from you, Anonymous Amy.
Yeah. It's like, does she want the apology because she was so, they were so rude, or does she want the apology because she was like, I did everything I was supposed to, and you still lit me up?
It feels like she wants the apology because she knows she was right.
And she's not getting the...
And now hasn't been said anything to because she sent receipts uh-huh. and was expecting another snarky response, or at least a, hey, oh, you're right, my bad.
One, you know I love to be right. right, so I feel her on that. I'm like, you better tell me if I was right and you told me I was wrong. Yeah. Come back and tell me I was right. Yeah. I need that for my soul. She's one of these people.
She needs it for her soul.
Yeah.
Is it that big of a deal, right? Mm. I understand. I feel. I sympathize with her wanting to feel vindicated in this situation.
Is it warranted, though?
But is it this necessary? I don't think so. I think that if she continues to behave the way she's behaving, she's going to be a jerk. She's going to end she's going to end up the jerk in this because she's going to stay bitter about this. She's going to hyper-focus, man.
So 2 hours after her email went out, two of the other people sent very abrasive emails scolding her for the money she spent on the event, yet she was $30 within of what was budgeted.
I think that's great.
I wish I knew why the other people were they... It's almost, you know what this reminds me of? When people aren't happy for you for succeeding. It's almost like they wanted her to fail and they don't like her. And I'm sorry, Amy, I'm saying it because you know what I'm talking about.
You couldn't keep it to the $20 over-under that we discussed about? Oh, you had to go $10 over, but how tight is this budget? How tight is this budget?
Nothing else makes sense other than they just don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And which really gets me going now.
She might be too on point. She might be, like you said, that type A person.
Where she needs to point out, I was right and you were wrong.
Not even that, no. But that she's so detail-oriented, so with it, so put together, that she ticks people off. It's like, how is she so, quote-unquote, perfect?
Yeah,
how does she always got it like
they're
that?
They're more annoyed with her than thankful.
She may be a know-it-all, and she might be a goody two-shoes on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the two get mixed up, so that might not
that
be...
That annoys people.
That annoys a lot of people. Thank you for saying it.
And this is where you get the drama on the PTOs.
So you think
she's a jerk for wanting an email?
I think
for wanting an apology?
Yeah, she's done her due diligence. She lets it lie now.
No, if she continues, should apologize.
Sure, but if they don't, she can't live on top of this.
You're right.
This can't be her hill. That's why I'm saying
okay,
jerk.
I agree with that.
She's making it her hill.
This cannot be something that keeps her up at night. However...
Is she awake?
However, she's awake every night. I don't think she's a jerk, though, for wanting the apology. I think they owe her one. I think they do. So,
I can't disagree.
So it's like, this is where it gets tricky, this one.
I do agree. I think she's owed an apology, but if she doesn't get it, she's got to be okay with that.
Mm.
And she won't be. That's why I'm saying jerk, because she won't be.
You can call or text 414-533-1037. We're already getting texts about this. Somebody said, the jerk, you're never going to get the apology in a professional setting. While this is just the PTO, she's treating it like her job. She cares.
It's a good way to put it.
Let her care.
And that's true, though. That's true. You can't
take
that away from
her. Because you know what I say to my friends who get involved and do this? I'm like, man, you're doing the job I don't want to do, so thank you. Because my kids are in, there's PTOs, and I just, that's, somebody's doing it for me.
Yeah, I roll.
Same, but somebody's doing it for me, right?
Yeah.
For me and my kids. So I go, whoosh.
Well, man, and I guess.
Somebody said, what if her email was abrasive? We don't know about that, so we're not even gonna. It sounds like she was very. Yeah,
she said she wasn't. She said she didn't return any of the snark or sass that she got. I do remember her saying that. But at the same time, bruh, are you gonna let this be the thing that keeps you up at night?
Give her an apology, please. Not the jerk.
There's nothing wrong with being professional.
Yeah.
I get that whoever texted and said she's making this her job, it feels like that. Mm-hmm. But that's just because she's this caring and this dedicated to what she's doing. She's just professional. You can't fault her for that.
No.
And she wants to keep things professional. You can't fault her for that. Oh, my God. Am I about to switch to not the
You
jerk?
Better not. All right.
No, I'm not.
Calls and texts next. Let's go.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, a lot of people triggered. Somebody said in all caps, not the jerk, not her fault, but these dummies are haters.
Hey.
Okay, so the question is anonymous Amy, because she wanted to be anonymous, obviously. You can't be yourself when you're going for the PTO people.
Yeah, your kids, parents, staff, friends, whatever might hit.
She wouldn't know she's the jerk for wanting an apology. She was within, $30 of the budget for a big fundraiser she volunteers for, and then she got a snarky email from two of the other members saying,
Why weren't you over my dad?
Yeah, basically. So she got triggered by the whole thing. You know who else got triggered by this and wants to go?
Ooh.
Lisa in Sheboygan, who's got her own theme song.
No.
I answer the phone. She goes, triggered! Turn up the music. Lisa, good morning!
Good morning. Hi. Happy 2025.
Happy 2025.
Happy New Year. Good to talk to you. Good to see you. Ain't seen you since last year.
Well, she texted me when I was gone on some funny stuff, but now she's back, Lisa.
I'm here.
All right. Why does this trigger you? Which way are you going?
She's not the jerk.
Go on.
She 100% deserves an apology. Mm-hmm. Will she get it at this point? Probably not. No. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve one.
Okay.
And what people like really, and you know, schools and organizations fail to understand is that if these parents didn't step up and volunteer and do all this extra work, these things wouldn't happen.
That is
and
true.
So,
thank
so
you.
Often,
that part.
Or wouldn't
so
happen
often.
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, I shouldn't make fun because I know how much work these moms do. Some of my friends are on the PTO. Mm-hmm. They're probably yelling at me in their car right now for even having an attitude about it because I know how much work they put into it.
Or they're working on a text to send you. So you'll get that later.
They're gonna go off on me in person.
I hear where y'all are coming from, but then Lisa, why do you have to make it? If you know what the good nature is, if you know the hard work that goes into it, if you know how stressed these faculty members and staff people, the teachers, all of them are, why are you going to make it your life then to feel like you needed to get this apology when all they did was come at you a little sideways? If we came back sideways at everybody that came at us sideways, we'd all be parallel.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, Jessica texted in and said, if she knows she did nothing wrong, she just needs to let it go and not seek out validation from others.
That part.
That's what you were kind of saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
just said it better.
Easy. You said all these teachers and staff members are stressed and this and that and the other things.
Overwhelmed,
to do.
Yeah.
You don't think that the parents that are volunteering work 40+ hours a week themselves, have kids of their own.
Then why they volunteer?
That's why I
nobody else will do it otherwise. And because you want to do what's best for your children.
No, whether it's just got a heart in it.
Oh, you had to bring the kids into it. Oh, you had to bring the babies into it, Lisa.
Good girl. Way to do it.
Crazy. Lisa, the phone's breaking up. You must be service issues. We're going to talk to you later. Bye.
When your kids are school age and you have all these things where they're both in school and there's volunteers needed and maybe you don't want to do it, somebody still has to do it. And the people that are doing it are usually the busiest parents that are doing it. And it's not about getting recognition for it, but it's also something that should be appreciated that isn't often expressed.
But appreciation is in the apology then? It's not in just the work and understanding that your child is having a better time and a better experience because you're there to make sure these things go well. The appreciation is in the apology, not just knowing that things are happening
100%.
Without a hitch.
It's all about the heart.
Yes, because it's just like when you're one of those really great like staff members at your job. You often get the least amount of praise because they know that you do so well. So that when maybe this little minor hiccup, $30, come on, school. $30. When that little minor hiccup occurs, they want to come at you for that as opposed to saying, hey, awesome, you are within $30 of this or whatever the case might be. They want to harp on those little tiny details instead of giving you the appreciation.
But that's why they're on the PTO, because they're
detail-oriented. That part.
It doesn't have to be public. It doesn't have to be public appreciation, but come on.
Yeah, that's
all.
There's
kidnap.
It doesn't have to be public appreciation or acknowledgement.
Fair.
Okay. All right, Lisa. All right. I'm done arguing with you.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you too, guys. Bye.
Peace, love.
She said not the jerk. Let's go to Janine in West Allis, who was on yesterday. This is day two. Ooh. She's working towards a theme song.
Are you gonna be the first theme song of 25?
Hi, Janine.
I hope so.
We hope so too. Morning.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk for she wants an apology. Amy does because they came at her the other PTO members and she sent the receipts and said, I did everything I was supposed to do and I was on budget and they never apologized.
Yeah,
is she the jerk?
Forget you.
That's the jerk.
Oh, two for two.
Wow.
Same reasons, different reasons?
Well, you gotta stand on your own. You gotta stand up for what you believe in. You know, I deal with this at work in particular. That hit a trigger for me. I know there's one person who's never, ever, ever going to give me an apology, but I still got to prove my point. And hopefully one day he maybe might see the light. But I doubt.
Call him out, Janine. Don't do that.
Whatever. I'm still going to stand on my own, and I'm not going to be treated like BS or walked over like a doormat.
Okay. Janine's saying you got to stand up for yourself, which I appreciate, and not the jerk.
I
love
respect it.
All right, Janine, thank you for calling. You have a great day, girl.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
For day three, bye.
Bye. Listen to this text. Somebody said, pause. The school isn't coming at anyone. The treasurer is on the PTO. Lisa, back off us teachers, girl.
Oh, no, hey, that's actually valid because it is other parents that are kind of
It's parents, not teachers. It is parents.
Apologies,
yeah.
Teachers. I put that on y'all.
And then Sarah in Elm Grove said, is it possible the attacking emails were just comments that weren't complimentary? If you know you followed the budget and have proof, why worry about it? Volunteering is often thankless. Maybe it's time to move on. Thank you, Sarah in Elm Grove.
She was feeling attacked when somebody was just asking for clarification.
I don't know. Well, Audrey's in Racine also has her own theme song for calling 5 days in a row.
You mean Retroit.
Retroit, we call her.
Straight out of Compton. Straight out of Detroit.
She's from Detroit, so we mix the two and call her Retroit.
And she picked NWA.
Hi! Audrey, should we get the vacuum or the sweep? I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
We're sweeping today, but I'm coming in hot.
Okay,
so
go on.
If they're going to put their 2 cents in, I'm going to give a full dollar back.
Hey, yo.
That part.
So what?
And also, she's doing 4 of them a year. This might be her job. You might be a stay-at-home mom.
A lot of the women are on the PTO. I mean, I know some work and some don't. And it's easier for some of them to dedicate more time like that if you are a stay-at-home mom, right?
She didn't say she works full-time, did she?
She didn't, but she said the others were dealing with a lot professionally.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm putting in 60 hours of work and you're coming back at me, best believe there will be a reply all and everybody will be seeing it.
Yeah.
Audrey said, oh, you gonna get my sass, baby. Mm-hmm. You gonna get this.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, so then we're sweeping today. We got the vacuum and everything out.
Yep.
Sweep City.
All right. Well, thank
have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, oh, hell no. I'm not ragging on the teachers. Oh, this is Lisa in Sheboygan. She wants to respond. I'm not ragging on the teachers, but the board is a representation of the school.
True.
And then Lisa replied by saying she's a booster club mom in Sheboygan. She wanted everyone to know. So Lisa is involved.
She said, don't come at my neck. Well, I'm the treasurer.
I'm the same school. That would be hysterical. Oh, man. You guys are funny today. All right. What did Crystal and Brown Deer say? She said, forget the apology. Where's just the acknowledgement that they were incorrect and she was within budget? She's not the jerk. All right.
Am I the only one that said jerk?
Yep.
I mean, no. So we all said not the jerk today? That's crazy.
Somebody said, just return the extra box of Rice Krispies and marshmallows and they'll be on budget.
Bring an extra box of Kleenex next school list supply drop and you good.
You guys are so funny today. All right. Not the jerk, clean sweep. We have to give away these Aziz Ansari tickets.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. And then I have a big update. You're going to laugh so hard at the, I had a list of questions for my doctor, my surgeon yesterday. I went back for my 2-week follow-up for my final skin removal, that BBL, the butt lip.
Two weeks for the second surgery on the BBL.
This is really funny. You're going to crack up when I tell you some of my questions. But first, we're giving away these Aziz Ansari tickets. He's going to be at the Riverside in March.
March 7th, right?
Caller number 33.
Wait, right now?
Yes. Yes, we got to keep it moving. We got stuff to do. 414-533-1037. That's the number to call. Caller 33 is going. We got your plans for March already. 414-533-1037. Good luck. We got to give away these tickets. 103.7. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, funny man's coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Parks and Rec.
He is. Aziz Ansari is going to be at the Riverside on March 7th. You can get your tickets here or buy them, but we're giving them now.
Buy them.
Well, I'm just saying if you don't win them.
There you go.
Hopefully you win them from us this week. Let's go to Leonard in Milwaukee. Hi, Leonard.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello. Oh, he sounds like a Leonard.
He said hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
My grandpa's name was Leonard, so, you know, it's close to my heart, so I'm just saying.
You a grandpa, Lenny?
So is mine. My grandpa was Leonard, too.
He's Leonard. That's right. He's Leonard. You're the Leonard Jr.?
The third.
So you got 3 in the ranks. Salute to the third generation. Okay, Lenny, Len, Len.
All right, Leonard. Well, congratulations. You're going to see Aziz Ansari.
Cool.
This is so funny. Leonard if I've ever talked to one.
I love this so much. All right. Well, Leonard, congratulations. Somebody's going to be in touch. Have a great time at the show. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Have a great day. Peace, bro.
Another chance tomorrow. Same time after Am I the Jerk?
Leonard, you fool.
All right. So, DZ, so much to tell. You know, it's like when you pull up to the table, I'm like, girl, I got so much to tell you.
Girl, talk. Tell me.
I'm going to tell you about my doctor appointment yesterday because everybody wants to know. Okay, first of all, I went back. So I had my final skin removal surgery on December 17th, everybody. If you missed this or you're newer to the show, I lost 150 pounds in 2018.
Yep.
And then it took about a year, 2018 to 2019. I've kept it off for 6 years. And in 2022, I had my first skin removal surgery. So I had a tummy tuck, my arm lift, and my breast lift and augmentation. Okay.
Top half.
So when I went back, I said, Doc, I said, can we make the bottom half match the top half? Because he even looked at me. He goes, you look great, Allie. What
do you want to do?
And so obviously I have a lot of skin on my tush. That was where I'm bottom heavy, you know?
Can't say obviously. Some people don't know or might not realize.
That was why it was more. I was like, can we do something with this skin? So we, you know, spent some time. I went in for a couple consults. I talked to a few of the doctors.
Make sure it was what you wanted to do for sure.
Exactly. And so on December 17th, it was a Tuesday. It was 3 weeks ago today.
It was 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago today. Because
I had to do math in my head real quick. I was like, you know I don't do numbers fast.
Even though yesterday was my 2 week appointment, it was today is 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess yesterday would have still been two and three quarter weeks.
Everybody was off for the holidays, right, which they're allowed to be. Yeah. Let's be real.
That week don't count.
So I came back as soon as my doc did. So he's going to come on the show. Dr. Korkos is hysterical.
When, right now?
No, but I was like, you better come in. He's like, I'll come in. So I said, we have so many things to ask you. I said, we have these conversations and then DZ asked me something or I think of something. And then I go, man, I wish that one of the doctors were here because they're amazing. All the doctors. Well,
and it's because there's questions that you can answer mm-hmm. and that you should answer. But mm-hmm. then there's questions that they need to answer. Like, mm-hmm. AKA, what qualifies somebody as a good candidate to do said surgeries that you might be thinking of doing?
Oh,
you can't answer that.
No. And they've told me that some people come in and they bring these like AI images from the internet and they mm-hmm. think it's real and they have to look at them and go, that's not real. Like, you want me to do something I can't do for you.
Right.
So
you can't answer some of like the crazy work related mm-hmm. stories that somebody might, AKA me, have mm-hmm. for them.
Well, he told me yesterday. So fast forward yesterday. He told me yesterday, actually, hold on. Let me just say this first. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. And if you have to go into work, just switch over to the Odyssey app or the Alexa, and you can listen to us when you go in. You can hear the rest of this.
AUDACY, Allie and DZ.
And we also post the entire show after we're done every day.
Allie and DZ on demand.
All with no music, no commercials. It's all in one. Okay, so thank you, DZ. So I went in there, and we decided that we were going to do a butt lift, a BBL. And
BBL,
dude, you listen to this.
Let me stop. This is serious.
No, it's hysterical. You know why? Because obviously my children know I had surgery because they live with me.
And they're grown enough to understand.
Now they're 11 and 13. Right. Last time I didn't really tell them what I did. And I just said, Mom had surgery. Don't hug me for a while. And it was fine.
Right.
This time I said, I'm getting my skin removal and on my butt. And Hudson's like, did you get a BBL?
He knew exactly what was going down.
Go, Hudson. Yes, don't. And he goes, Owen, Mom got
and then cue Owen from upstairs. BBL, Mama. BBL, Mama.
But I didn't know what was like considered a BBL because a lot of people, I always thought you got implants, which is a thing.
Same.
But that is not what I had done. Since I had skin removal, sometimes if they transfer any fat, meaning like they lipo, I had these really awkward like saddlebags on the side of my legs. And even the doctors were like, how can we reconstruct it? Because they do a lot of reconstruction. Plastic surgeons, they help skin cancer patients, breast cancer patients.
Oh, the spectrum is crazy. And they're artists too to be able to like shape and sculpt a body.
And they do a lot with weight loss patients like me. You're
playing Michelangelo, son.
Well, he said, let's take this side, you know, let's kind of lipo this fat on the side, move it around to the tush and reshape it and then pull up the skin. And I got a bunch of skin taken off as well, off my back.
Because it's not implants. Mm-mm. It's not injections. Mm-hmm. You had your own body, internal
Yeah.
fat basically Correct. Redistributed mm-hmm. from one zone to
to the butt zone.
Exactly, which was wild, but so technically that makes it a BBL. But
like but
so I went in yesterday. I had so many questions, and that's not all I did. I know a lot of people are dying to see my eyes. Okay, full disclosure. So I had this cyst above my eye on my eyelid, basically, and it started growing a couple years ago. I don't know why. It was clearly benign. I've been to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist said you have to have your plastic surgeon. I don't want to touch it. It's on your eyelid.
Yeah, that's all. That's all them. Don't look at me.
I was like, okay. So I went in. I'm like, yo, doc, can you get this off and pull off that skin?
By the way.
And he's like, yeah, totally. He's like, you're actually totally a candidate. All these people secretly do this eye surgery. I can't believe how many people have come out of the woodwork now. It's called a blepharasty. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Some people just do under the eye. You know how women and men put the thing for bags under your eyes?
Oh, girl. Who you girl. Yeah. Dr. Corcos, me next.
Hey, don't. I know a guy.
Dr. Hassassien. What it up?
Dr. Blake. Dr. Bruce. Dr. Cusick.
Doctor, what up?
I named them all now. I gave them all the love. But seriously, I was like, can you, because my dad has these heavy eyelids and it's gotten worse with age. I'm 45, you know? So I was like, he's like, you're a total candidate for that. And absolutely, you know, we can do that. So I had that done as well. And so that was something people are dying to see, the before and afters. Yeah. But as you can see, I'm doing really well, but I'm still a little swollen, right?
Well, and that's something that it just full transparency. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've talked about enough as a part of this procedure of what you've done.
Oh, I look like I got in a bar fight afterwards. You saw me right after. I looked, I mean, you wouldn't know now.
No. And if you didn't know, you had the
blepharostiasty. What? I'm not a doctor.
Eye surgery.
The eyelid surgery, yeah.
You would have never guessed and you go, oh my goodness, was that a complication from surgery? Mm-hmm. No, you had your face touched.
Yeah, like, but I also told him, I said, Dr. Corcos, please don't make me look like a different person. Like, I want to be me. And I said that to him, and he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I still look like me, don't you?
No.
You know
I'm a child, and you know I'm overtired.
Like I
don't think your face has changed whatsoever.
Thank you.
What I have said to you is that I can tell when you're like fresh in the morning.
I'm swollen
because
from laying down.
Yeah, you can tell that just like your eyelids, there's more concentration of swelling.
Yep.
You're like a day away from having surgery done, so I'm not surprised by that at all.
He said, and they said it like 6 weeks, you're still at 80%.
Yeah.
So when I do the before and afters, it's going to be wild, probably.
I can't wait to see it. Because even seeing it real time, like not even day to day, but seeing it hour to hour, the way your face changes and how you look at the end of the day.
It gets better. Yeah.
It's almost like I see you get younger as the morning progresses.
Thank you.
If that makes sense, to make it a metaphor and analogy.
I'll keep it real. Like the only reason I filtered any pictures ever was because of all the skin on my eyes.
Really?
I that was the only thing that bugged me, because I would smile and it would all bunch up under my eye and it was just icky.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you know, I just want to be me. So I did that. So I had a ton of questions.
It's one of those things that unless you have somebody say that out loud, you don't realize that a lot of people probably go through and think the same thing, because that's how I feel. But I was always told by my family, and am told, that I smile with my eyes. So, you know, since I smile with my eyes, I've never considered the skin around my eyes maybe bothering me. But it definitely does. These kids got me tired. I got bags too.
Hold on. Somebody wrote in. I love to address this one because people try to come for me for this one. That's good you have the money for this, or was it free as much as you promote them?
Talk that talk.
As much as I endure them, it's illegal for me to take the services and then agree to. So I paid for it. Leave me alone, okay? Maybe on a card, but leave me alone. But I paid for it.
Who's paying cash?
Leave me alone. You do some strippers.
I did.
So leave me alone and let me just talk about it with you nosy. Everybody wants to say, like, I wish I could afford that. Well, it is a dream to have skin removal surgery, you guys. It is a dream, but it does. Doesn't mean you can't manifest it or figure out. You find out ways to buy other dumb stuff. Well, you'd be surprised.
And it's the blessing to be able to do something like this too.
Yeah.
Honestly, because
I'm so lucky that I know these people.
Because then
you
have the ability to talk about it as well, and you continue that. And not to get disrespectful to nobody, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I know.
But what kind of world do you think you live in that you're going to take a moment where somebody's sharing one of the most accomplished, successful feelings and things that they've done out of hard work, out of the few years, out of the time you took to better your health and all that, and go, huh, must be nice to get it for the low or get it for the free, when you have no idea.
No idea. And not to mention, I lost 150 pounds and then I spent 2 years in the gym before I did anything and went, you know what? I can't get rid of this skin. I can't find the tone. This is frustrating. I'm working so hard. I'm eating well. Mm-hmm. I'm taking care of myself and I'm mentally going to therapy. I'm doing physically and mentally everything I'm supposed to do, people, to maintain this food addiction and every issue I have. And you still, thank you, DZ. Thank you.
You've
love
paid
for, that.
For it. Thank You've you. Paid for it in more than one thank way. And not with just money, dog.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Can we just leave it at
that?
Can we just leave it at that?
Yes, we can. Okay, so I went in and I said, I got to finish this. I said, when can I wear makeup? And he said, now. So I had all these wild questions. I'm only 3 weeks out from surgery and I already can wear makeup on my face, which this is what I was like so curious about. I asked him when it came to my skin removal and my butt lift, because that's what made this whole thing weird, is that I had something done on my butt and then my eyes. So I had to lay on my side with my head elevated.
You went to the bottom and the tippity top.
Totally. I asked, I was only allowed to sit for 20 minutes at a time. So yesterday I went in and I said, can I sit? And he goes, yep. And I go, all the time? He goes, yep. And
as
I go, can I lay on my back? He goes, yep. And I go, I was like, this was like after laying on my side for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I was over.
Did it feel good?
So good. Even coming in to be on the air, you know, I was standing more and now I can sit down more.
I was more worried about you than you were worried about you. Because like, hey, G, if you don't want to come home, you come home. If you don't want to come in, like if you ain't ready yet, like if you're worried about being
standing. I was like, I'm ready.
You were like, boy, I'm going to be there. Listen, I'm getting out this house.
This recovery has been so much easier because when I did my stomach and arms, I didn't have a core and I didn't have my arms. I couldn't lift myself. Yeah. Now I can use, I'm so strong from going to the gym, I can plank myself.
Stop bragging.
Oh, sorry.
Stop bragging about
bad.
The Princeton Club, bro. Just because we got trainers.
All right, received. So he says, I can't stand you sometimes. He said, I can definitely sit anyway. I said, what, like cross-legged, anything? He goes, anything.
You can sit crisscross applesauce?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. I asked him all kinds of things.
When
like,
can you start
working out?
No. Oh. I was gonna say, when can you start dating again?
That was... You know what? Forget you. That was one of my last questions I was getting. That was one of... You know what? Hold on. I did ask about hot dogs and donuts. You hold on. I asked him if I could rub my eyes. He's like, oh, yeah, you should be massaging them. I asked him if I need to keep using or wearing my compression that I wear. He said, yes and no. Like, I can actually transfer from what I'm wearing to just, like, a Spanx underneath or my compression yoga pants.
Oh, you good.
I'm doing really well. Now...
Sounds like you're healed. I know you're not.
But I said, I'm not going to work out again until February. He goes, that probably sounds like a good idea.
But they didn't even say you couldn't?
He said, because I last time he was like, chill out. You just had surgery.
Right, because you but asked about going to walk around the basketball court.
They said I can walk. They said, and I said, what about stuff with my arms? Because I'm still not allowed to lift more than like 20 pounds.
That makes sense.
But can I lift like 5 pound weights maybe? And just
if I'm
just
doing
to,
a machine
yeah,
or
just
something.
To move my arms a little. And he was like, sure, yeah, you can do little things like that. And then. Because look at this list of questions. Look how long it is.
Hey, Liz, that is a novel.
In my notes. This has been in my notes app. All of these questions that I asked him. And the very bottom is, when can I play hot dogs and donuts again? Is the last.
And the answer is?
What? You want me to tell you next?
Yeah. No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you next. Oh, you're so wrong. You guys are so nosy. Well, I love it, though. You know,
I was going to say.
You know I love the TMI. 103.7 Kiss FM.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
I know. It really is. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
So if you missed it, I just gave a huge update on my skin removal surgery, and you're going to have to listen back to that. But we weren't done because the final question was, when can I play hot dogs and donuts again?
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, lost 150 pounds, got my hopefully final skin removal on December 17th, and now I'm back and feeling great. I'm still healing. The doc said, you're going to be swollen for a while. And I was like, am I? And he's like, oh yeah, it could be months. And
full heal time is months, right?
Because you guys think about this, and DZ, I've told other people this. I had my first skin removal 2 years ago. The first summer after my the first one when I had my tummy tuck, my arms and my breasts, like I was still uncomfortable in a swimsuit.
Right, right.
Even though I looked better, I still wasn't me.
Didn't feel better.
This past summer, I was like, let's go. Like,
yeah.
I was ready. I was ready to put up bikini pictures. I wasn't afraid. Like I'd finally come into my body a little bit more, you know?
Right.
And felt it. And I was like, okay. So it's been great. And I want to shout out Jeremiah and Waukesha who texted in and said, Allie, you don't need to explain or justify yourself to everyone. Bleep the haters. You look amazing. Because somebody was asking, do you get this for free? No, I don't. And have I ever, come on, you guys know I keep it real. Well, leave me alone.
You know we're not the type to fake gas. Nothing and nobody.
And then somebody texted in and said, DZ sticking up for Allie is my fave. OMG. Aww.
That's fam, bam, brother, man. Yeah. You got to handle business, man.
We're
you got to stand up for yours, bro.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate that.
I'll be darned if you say something around me.
And somebody did say insurance covered their skin removal, which is something to know about. If you have, like, some people get rashes and all these things, insurance, if it's documented, a lot of times with breast reductions, you know, insurance will cover it.
Moral of the story, don't be counting people's pockets because you don't know how somebody's doing what or with what funds or why, you know what?
It's none of your
business.
But
listen, stop, dive, deflect.
Oh,
the hot dogs and donuts, answer the question, quit playing.
Okay, so after I asked him all of the questions at my appointment yesterday, I go, so can I play hot dogs and donuts? And he's like, you can. I go,
you good?
He said I could.
Oh.
I went, are you kidding? He goes, you can. I go,
oh, well, this now, dumpster fire on Friday coming up is going to be interesting.
No, hell no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Even though I got the okay, absolutely. You guys,
fellas, them DMs is open.
Shut up. They are not. Knock it off. You're crazy. Listen, no, for what, real.
What's that barking noise?
I thought I heard that. No, seriously, honest to God, I'm nowhere near ready for that because I am still healing. Like, I'm going to go home today and I'm going to crash. Like, I get tired. I had surgery 3 weeks ago, you guys, so I am tired. But that being said, I also, you know, I have the scars on my back. I did have a guy ask me, so, like, this is what I love about men. You tell them you get a butt lift and they're so confused. They're like, well, where's, like, the... I'm like...
You said the incision?
They think it's like near your... I'm like, it's like a tramp stamp. It's like in that area is where the scar is.
Is it like a zipper or is it like a belt?
like, did they touch your privates? No,
weirdos.
Well, like, get out of here.
It's a curious question.
But
I get
why men would be like, well, where's the scar?
Anybody, I think, that hasn't even endeavored into that type of surgery or procedure.
The scar for me, since they did the skin removal, it's up top because they had to take skin off my back and my butt. So I got lifted and then it's basically, if you a tummy tuck is similar to like a C-section, but it's longer, it's hip to hip. So this is on the back. It basically connects to my tummy tuck scar and it goes around my back.
So it'd
and
be
it's,
seamless when it's done healing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
really
so
cool.
It's basically, I can still wear a bikini, a swimsuit, underwear. You won't be able to see it, but there will be that scar kind of on. So that's my tramp
stamp. On your it's like on your hip bone, but below your waistline.
Yes, exactly.
Ish, right?
Exactly.
Painting the picture.
So I'm still like, I'm not ready for that yet, but
last question.
I couldn't believe I got okayed for it. Yes.
Last question. What's, since you know the main question of hot dogs and donuts is answered. When do you think you might be ready? And this could be a whole theoretical.
For hot dogs and donuts or something else?
No, just in general. When do you think you'll be fully healed? Right, your body's telling you. Let's just throw a random date on it. Whether for hot dogs and donuts or other.
Last time I had my surgery, the first one I had in October, right, and then I didn't date again until late January, early February.
Okay.
So that was a much harder recovery.
Three-ish months.
That was
four months.
It felt longer, but maybe it was only 3 or 4 months.
3-4 months though.
So, but I was still a little fragile. I was still like not in my, I wasn't comfortable in my body yet.
Dog,
I was still getting there.
4 months is a third of the year. Like you say that like
it's not a long time.
Yeah.
He did say, you know, that I can, since I'll probably be okay to work out in February, that's probably when I'll start feeling comfortable enough to, but you know what? We'll see. I mean,
about mid-February.
I'm
just saying.
Maybe
about mid-February. Hey, about mid-February, fellas.
I love you so much, dude. You're hysterical. Maybe. I mean, we'll see.
Hey, listen. I'm holding you, homie, and the homies down. Everybody. I'm asking questions for the whole.
I'm a grown woman. I got needs. I'm with you, dude.
I'm asking questions for the whole congregation.
information.
I need to know these things.
Pastor DZ, preacher for the people.
Well, and I didn't know if I should be embarrassed. I was asking so quick. But then when he said I was okay, and I went, wow.
It's one of the most natural things that I think just to be curious and all-encompassing, especially
when
after.
Can I do it again?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main questions. Yeah. Just talking about us, you know, the surgery my wife had, life-threatening, you know, literally
last
life-threatening.
Year, yeah.
Last year, it was such a major surgery that, we had to be really cautious with my wife's healing.
Yeah.
And for a time, it was like, you guys got to be really careful and cautious with what you guys are doing. So hot dogs and donuts was off of the table.
How long did you have to go? Was it?
About 3 months.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, give or take.
I'm so sorry. I mean, no, I know it's your wife and you're fine. But
right, obviously. It's
you weren't mad about that, but.
Listen, we figured it out. We figured it out. But
now that's the couple right there.
But it really is. It was one of those kind of questions that you know don't necessarily want to ask because in the grand scheme of healing, it's not important. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of life, it is important.
Yeah, 100%. So, and it does matter. And I'm not dude. And as a woman, I don't want to go too deep. But as a woman, especially when I grew up, we were like shamed for wanting or enjoying sex, you know, or being sexual. Mm-hmm. It was like you should be embarrassed or ashamed of it. And so screw that. The world's different now. And plus, I'm a mom, so I think you all know I've had it before. Let's be real.
What?
What?
You not sanctified?
Hell no.
You didn't have an angel visit you?
Hell pun intended, okay? Hell no, I am not.
Stop it. We all have needs.
And we're allowed to be okay with that, you know? And enjoy it and feel sexy and enjoy our bodies. Yeah. And that's all, and be safe. And that's all I got to say about that because it can be a dumpster fire out there dating. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
No, and speaking of, we do got dumpster fire on Friday this week.
It'll be back on Friday. All right. So do you want to talk about the maybe discussion?
Maybe.
Should we play a song first?
Maybe.
You are so funny today, like more than normal. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Play a quick song, and then we're going to get into this argument about... Oh, and my doctor's coming on, by the way, in the next couple weeks to answer all of these questions.
I thought
by the
had a surprise today.
No, he will. He's going to come
soon,
in.
Soon.
He's coming in this month, and he's going to answer all of our questions and the listeners' questions, too. So
cool.
I'm excited about that. Coming up next, we're going to go back to the maybe argument, which if you listen to this show daily, maybe you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Maybe you don't. It's next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How did we get on this maybe discussion? How did it start?
It was a brainchild of mine.
Knock it off. No.
Not for real. No,
people
really.
People were arguing on the text, weren't they?
Nah, for like...
It was in a what would DZ do is what I mean.
Again, it was a brainchild of mine.
Okay, fine. Received. Yes, so no, tell us.
The situation was somebody got mad and was upset at somebody RSVPing maybe to a coworker's holiday party.
That's right.
The person wrote in and was like, should I apologize? Because I said maybe and didn't go? Like,
yes.
They're mad at me.
Thank you. That is exactly how it started. And then the whole argument started on the air about, well, when I say maybe, that means maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Right.
But I also said that when my kids ask me for something like to go to Target or to go get ice cream, I go maybe if it's not a yes, it's a maybe a lot of the time, which means maybe I'm pacifying you kind of thing,
right?
But it doesn't mean no. So all of a sudden, when we had that discussion on the air, we started arguing about it. The listeners were texting in.
Oh, it's a topic.
We didn't realize that what maybe means is does it mean yes, does it mean no, or does it mean maybe?
It's maybe etiquette, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the difference for me is the examples you gave. One is a virtual, one is a professional, and the other one is an in-life, in-person with your kids, maybe.
Yes.
That kids maybe can be a yes, it can be a definitely not, or it could be a maybe.
Yes.
That invite maybe might require different etiquette.
Yes. If they send us a work meeting, you know, invite
Zoom
on our email,
whatever,
and I say maybe, it's because I might have something else that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I may be there, I may not.
My schedule might allow, it might not.
But honestly, honestly, a lot of the times when I say it, people get mad that you say maybe, and then if you don't show up, I'm like, you don't have to show up if you said maybe.
Or do you? Because then you get factored in. Now, say the situation we had was because it was a party. Mm-hmm. There was budgeting that went into this. There was planning. Mm-hmm. There was food. There was drinks. There was things that was bought. Mm-hmm. And when you say maybe, you're giving that the event coordinator, whoever, for whatever that might be, mm-hmm. you're giving them the tap to say, hey, count me in, but don't fully count me in. Mm-hmm. But if I show up, I expect to be considered part of the event. Mm-hmm. When you leave that maybe as an only maybe, that's frustrating.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So I understand why somebody would want a definitive answer. Mm-hmm. You can answer maybe. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I think I might have, after that conversation, switched my thought to go, remind yourself to update your invitation requests or your invitation responses. If it's a maybe, let it be maybe until you know yes or no.
Yeah, because they want to know how much they're going to need for the whole party.
Because even if it's day of, I'd rather somebody update on mm-hmm. Facebook or hit me up and go, hey, I know I said maybe, we're not going to be able to make it, I'm sorry. Because even though it doesn't matter, yep. I'd rather know than to maybe expect you.
You know what? Let's just go to the phones. Let's go to one, because you can call in or text 414-533-1037. And that works for texting or for calling. Let's go wild here. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning.
Danielle from Butler.
Woo! Oh, you are lucky.
I was hoping it was somebody we knew.
I've been listening. I'm like, when are they going to bring up the maybe topic again? Because I want to chime in on that. And
yes.
Ironically enough, here I'm driving to work.
Danielle.
So it was you who made us talk about this.
Danielle, a lot of people got triggered by this when we started talking about what does maybe mean.
What does
right?
maybe mean?
No, and it depends on my mood. That's what it means.
Okay.
No matter what the situation, Danielle?
Mm-hmm. No matter what the situation. And honestly, like, Gigi, you had a point. In a professional setting, they should have had, like, another update, follow up with those maybe people and find out, are you a yes or a no?
Right.
Mm-hmm. To include them. But, like, that's on the coordinator's part.
True.
Really.
Fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Absolutely. Well, Rachel texted in and said, I say maybe to my kids because they know I won't make promises, and this way I didn't promise them a yes. See, and that's now...
Exactly.
Yeah, now maybe doesn't... It means maybe.
But it gives you the leeway and threshold to then craft disappointment with a
yes,
maybe.
Because you know what the core issue is when you say maybe? It leaves hope
yeah.
for anything, whether it's maybe yeah. I'll date you, maybe I'll take you to Target,
yeah.
maybe I'll show up to your party. You left hope
yeah.
that it may... Maybe...
With the positivity that the world...
Even though maybe's not a yes.
Exactly. And with the positivity mm-hmm. that people try to take into the world, they're going to go, oh, well, they didn't say no, so maybe,
yep.
maybe. And you know what the cliche thing to say is, well, you can ask, and the worst thing that somebody can say is what?
No. You never ask the question, the answer's always going to be no.
The answer's always going to be yeah. no. But when you get a maybe, you leave that huge glimmer of hope mm-hmm. for that maybe yes, bro. And y'all are bogus.
It's so true.
And somebody, I'm bogus with y'all.
Yeah, well, Danielle...
It's better than a we'll figure it out. That leaves more hope.
That's just maybe with more words. That's just maybe with more words.
I actually do agree with DZ. It is maybe.
It really is.
That's actually really funny. Danielle, we love you. Thank you for calling, girl.
Hey, you guys are welcome. You guys have a fantastic day.
You have a better day. Bye.
Somebody texted in, oh, this is Bella in Kenosha. Maybe I'll call in. Maybe I won't. You know what, Bella? Forget you.
Maybe we'll answer. Maybe we won't.
Oh, June in Elkhorn texted in and said, I agree with DZ. A maybe is fine, but be considerate enough to update a few days before the event if it switches to a yes or a no.
Yeah, and in a perfect world, we do that every time. We're not living in a perfect world, but I think that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's try. You know what? I'm feeling lucky today. Let's try.
You're spicy.
I'm feeling real spicy today. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, Amanda Nightingale.
Two for two on the guesses.
We are on a roll. Amanda, I love you right now. She
yes.
was, you still hit it. You still hit it.
She don't miss a beat.
Wow. Jinx. All right, Amanda. Is maybe, a yes or a no, or is it just a maybe? Does it leave hope?
No, I say maybe is no. Because
maybe's no.
Let's be real. You don't really want to go to the party.
Usually,
that's only me. I'm like, be nice.
Yeah, with invitations, a maybe means, yeah, I don't think I can make it, but we'll see if my plans change.
That's true. Mary from...
But you know what's the worst?
What?
The worst is when you say yes and you actually mean no, and you don't come up to the party.
You know what? That part, that's Amanda, bogus. That part, you put out a very good point with that one, because it is a pacification.
Mm-hmm.
We do pacify people with maybes when we know exactly that the answer sometimes is no. And maybe that's me with my children, like I admit it, you know, in that situation. Mary from the Mill texted in and said, I have to say maybe to a lot of things because of my health condition. I don't know how I'm going to feel. Well, that's fair, Mary. Like, you're allowed to. I feel like that's a reasonable reason.
I feel like we're talking in quote unquote normal scenarios. Mm-hmm. If you have certain circumstances like health or life or just work, whatever, that dictates that you have to give maybes and leave it at maybes, that's one thing. We're talking in normal cases where everybody's maybe should be a real answer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if people are just jerks and just really mean no, then just say no and move on.
Yeah.
And that actually happened at my wedding. Like, a third of my party that said yes didn't show up.
Oh, no, that just
a third of our guests
triggered. Now, that is just a nasty move, Amanda. And I support you on being mad about that.
They got screwed over because I got married on the racetrack. So they missed out on a race car, you know, multi-mile wedding. And they missed out on open bar. So.
Dang, I wish I knew you then, Amanda.
I was going to say, dang, Amanda.
I know, I wish I knew you too.
Man.
I would have RSVP'd. Yeah, no maybes.
Yes.